I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. In the final days of the legislative session, state lawmakers are scrambling to reach a deal to avoid having to cut $500 million to the state's hospitals. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The cuts are needed to balance the budget and prevent the state from reaching a revenue cap under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling thought he'd reached a deal with Democrats to restore the money.
She said, would you initial this to show that we have a deal? And I indeed initialed that paper to show we had a deal.
But Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder says there's still one major sticking point, whether or not to increase the co-pays for low-income people on Medicaid.
That's no trifling matter. It's not something we can just insert and think it's not going to have an impact.
The expansive bill removes a hospital fee from counting against the Tabor limit. It would increase taxes on marijuana, sell certain state buildings, and lease them back, using the money for transportation funding. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Fremont County Coroner's Office has ruled that a man drowned after he was tossed into the water while rafting on the Arkansas River. The accident was reported Sunday afternoon and the man died at the scene. His name has not been released. And Amy Lathan is stepping down from her position as executive director of Colorado Springs Forward. The former El Paso County Commissioner took on the position nearly a year ago and will become vice president of Victor Mark's All Things Possible Ministries. This is 91.5 KRCC News.